Exercise 40, Topic 1. Listen to part of a lecture. Then listen for a question about it. After you hear the question, you have 20 seconds to prepare and 60 seconds to record your answer.
Now listen to part of a lecture in an anatomy class. The professor is discussing the functions of the liver.
So that brings us to our discussion of the liver, the largest internal organ in the human body. As you already know, it's part of the digestive system, and it performs more than 500 functions. Today we'll talk about the three primary functions of the liver. First, the liver functions as a storage system. The liver stores energy in the form of glycogen, which is made from a type of sugar called glucose. When the glucose levels in the blood are high, the liver uses the glucose to create glycogen and stores it as energy that can be used later. When the glucose level in the blood falls below the minimum level, the liver changes glycogen into glucose for energy. The liver also stores essential vitamins such as A, D, K, and the B vitamins, all of which are critical to maintain good health. In addition to storing energy and vitamins, the liver produces essential chemicals, including important proteins like albumin, which retains calcium and regulates the movement of water from the bloodstream to the tissues, and globin, which is key to maintaining the immune system, and cholesterol, an important part of the cell membrane, which is used to transport fats in the blood to tissues in the body. All right, the last crucial function of the liver is to help eliminate toxic substances such as alcohol and drugs from the bloodstream. To clear these harmful substances, the liver absorbs them, then chemically alters them, and finally excretes them into bile. And the bile works its way out of the system through the small intestine of the digestive tract.
Referring to the main points and examples from the lecture, describe the three basic functions of the liver presented by the professor.
Please prepare your answer after the beep. Please begin speaking after the beep. Example speaking answer.
The liver has more than 500 functions, but the professor concentrates on three. First, the liver is used as a storage system. The liver regulates the glucose levels in the blood, and when it's too high, the liver converts glucose into glycogen and stores it as energy for later use. When the glucose level's too low, it changes the glycogen back into glucose for energy. The liver also stores vitamins A, B, D, and K. Second, the liver is a chemical system. It produces essential proteins, proteins that transport water and fats from the blood to tissues in the body. And they also support the immune system. Third, the liver eliminates toxic material from the blood, for example, drugs and alcohol. The liver absorbs them and changes their chemical composition and excretes them into bile that gets eliminated through the small intestine.
Exercise 40, Topic 2. Listen to part of a lecture, then listen for a question about it. After you hear the question, you have 20 seconds to prepare and 60 seconds to record your answer.
Now listen to part of a lecture in a psychology class. The professor is discussing how behavior can be predicted.
In addition to describing behavior, psychologists try to predict future performance. We do this by designing studies that determine relationships between the behavior that we expect with the behavior that we can actually record. We use a statistical measurement called a correlation to tell us whether two variables, like perhaps two test scores, whether they vary together in the same way. For example, studies have shown a positive correlation between a student's performance on the SAT, that's the Scholastic Aptitude Test, and the same student's performance in college courses. It's a positive correlation because the higher the score on the SAT, the better we can expect the college grades to be. But what about a negative correlation? Well, other studies suggest that getting a lot of sleep the night before taking the SAT will result in fewer errors on the verbal section. So in a negative correlation like that, the variables move in the opposite direction. The more hours sleep, the fewer verbal errors. Now, that's all well and good, but the problem occurs when we try to understand why correlations exist. That gets us into causality. You see, there are so many potentially uncontrolled or unknown factors that the two variables we are studying may appear to be connected, but they may both be responding to a common third variable. Let's go back to the SAT verbal example. What if the students who slept well the night before the SAT were all very intelligent, or were more prepared for the verbal section, or by chance, many words that they already knew showed up on the exam? Then the real cause wouldn't be the sleep at all.
Referring to the main points and examples from the lecture, describe two types of research correlations that the professor presents. Then explain causality.
Please prepare your answer after the beep. Please begin speaking after the beep. Example speaking answer.
A correlation indicates whether two variables correspond. I mean, whether they vary in the same way. The professor uses the example of students' scores on the SAT and their performances in college to demonstrate a positive correlation. If a student has a high SAT score, we can expect good grades in college. The variables move in the same direction. The professor uses the example of getting a good night's sleep before taking the SAT and the number of incorrect answers on the verbal section. That's an example of a negative correlation. If a student gets a good night's sleep, we can expect fewer errors. The variables move in opposite directions. But even when a correlation can be shown, we don't know the cause. the two variables could be affected by a third factor they have in common. As an example, the students in the study might be more prepared for the verbal section and would have performed well whether they were rested or not.
This is the end of the speaking exercises. Remember, you are improving your English. Continue to work toward your goal.